Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings and welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world through social media. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am great. I cannot wait to introduce everyone to our wonderful guest tonight. She is awesome. She is spectacular. And she is the writing hacker, the author hacker, the amazing, amazing Desiree Lee. How are you doing today, Desiree?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much, you guys, for inviting me to share my story.
Oh,
you are so
welcome.
It's an honor.
Yes, you know, you were first. You had to be on the podcast because you are definitely making moves and shapes in social media. And without further ado, I have to ask, how are you changing the world through social media?
Well, first, I just want to just really say thank you, because as I've been on social media, on you guys exposing the great people online and sharing what they're doing and how they're making an impact too as well. It's just an honor. I'm just really grateful that we have mediums such as this podcast to be able to share with as many people as possible what we're doing to impact the world. I didn't start using social media until I was at a point in my life to where I didn't have any money to make money. But I didn't use that as my excuse to share my story and to inspire some person out there that they can do it and nothing is impossible. So what I did with social media is just did the best with what I had, which is different social media platforms, until I can do better in order to monetize it to expand my reach worldwide.
Wow. Wow. That alone, your story, Desiree, is something that Dr. Finch and I talk about so much. Use what you have, because we do have a platform that we use every single day, but we could use it in a way where we could be able to elevate it to get our message out there. And so that alone, I commend you. I really do commend you. And so I've been following you for some time on Periscope, and I see the various things that you're doing and to be able to get out there, to put your message out there, to empower other people. So my question to you, when you wanted to be able to write your first book, did you do it by yourself when you wrote your first book? Was it by yourself? And if so, what tools and tips have you learned along the way? Because we already know that it's going to be, you know, trial and error. But what's one of the things that you learned along the way? So basically it's like a twofold questionnaire.
No problem. Well, let me kind of start at the beginning and let people who this might be their first time hearing my story and know who I am. I travel nationwide sharing my story in hopes of preventing teen incarceration. I believe that there's three reasons why people go through their darkest place or moments in their lives of struggles at the lowest point of their life, and they want to fulfill their purpose and they just don't have the tools. It's to prevent someone else from experiencing that pain, to encourage someone who might be inside of that dark place or in that pain, and to show people that nothing is impossible. So along my journey, when this lady, you know, poured into me, the one thing she gave to me a mustard seed, and she told me that the power of the words that I have, and she gave me personal affirmations to use. And this is the first time I ever heard about affirmations. And so I said, because everything I was trying, nothing was working. And I didn't see any immediate results or even long-term results. Going through this whole thing for 6 years, I was tired of being tired. But once I started speaking these things, the door started opening up for me, because she helped me change my perception. But the one big thing beyond her giving me this mustard seed that she did for me, what this woman, this stranger, has done for me is that she believed in me when I could not believe in myself, where I gave up believing in myself. And that was the most powerful thing that she could ever done, because I believed what she said about me until I had the strength to believe in myself. And again, I've used what I had until I can do better. I said, I'm not a speaker yet, but I'm going to get on Wix, and I'm going to learn Wix on YouTube. You know, I call Google. It's one of my best friends. You know, I would go on Google every single day and just took a little bit every day. And I said, if I just do an hour a day, Vanessa, just an hour a day, I'll get closer to it. I started imagining myself standing in front of a crowd of 5,000 people. I started imagining myself being in front of people and sharing my story. And then I imagined, I start creating, and then I actually became it. My imagination is what I'm actually living in right now to this day. In that whole space, for 2 years, I was a speaker. I didn't have a book at all. Every time I went to a speaking engagement, everybody said, do you have a book? You should have a book. But I didn't know where to start. So I was asking people, do you know how to publish a book? I was asking this person, can you help me publish my book? And for some odd reason, nobody wanted to help me. Okay, you're going to have to fight to in order to, or fight for the fittest, or search for this thing if this is what you really want to do. And so, you know, it was $10,000 here, $5,000 here. And, of course, at that time, I didn't have that type of money. I was getting paid for my speaking engagements, but it was just enough for me to go to my day-to-day and pay my bills day-to-day. Until I started to, when I got online, I just emailed a whole bunch of radio shows. I emailed a whole bunch of TV shows. I said, all they can say is yes and no. That was the best thing my mother always told me. She said, never be afraid to ask, Desiree. All they can say is yes or no. So I've never been afraid to ask anybody for anything because all you can say is yes or no. Until this lady by the name of Angela Wright, she's an Emmy Award-winning TV host here in Atlanta, Georgia. She's a journalist. And so she emailed me back and says, I want you to come and speak on my show at the Woman's Place. So I went on there. I was nervous. My hands were sweating, sweat up under my arms. This is like the second TV show I've ever been on here in Atlanta, Georgia, sharing my story. Didn't know what was going to come out of it. I shared my story with her. I appreciate the opportunity. I went home. 3 days later, well, a few months later, because, you know, a lot of times people record stuff ahead of time. Later, on my birthday, the show aired. The next thing you know, I get a Facebook message. And this is when you talk about social media. Have all of your social media handles to say. You never know who knows who, and you never know who might be looking for you on your next opportunity. So at this moment, I'm glad that I kept everything the same. Deeply inspired. So this man by the name of Dan Moore, he's the president of the Apex Museum here in Atlanta, Georgia. He emails me, you know, messages me on Facebook and says, I just saw your interview on TV. I would love to invite you to come down to the museum and so I can talk, we can talk about how I can help you. So I'm so excited. I never had the opportunity. I'm about to talk to the president. I called my father. My father said, Desiree, go there with a list. See, there's one thing about being successful, but if you don't know what you want, Vanessa, you will never be successful. So my dad told me to go down there with a list. He said, Desiree, I don't care what how crazy your dreams are, what you have on this list, how crazy it is, but go down there with a list. So I go into the office, nervous because I don't know what to expect. This is my first experience with the president of the Apex Museum. And so he says, you know, I love your story and, you know, what is it that he asked the winning question. He said, what is it that I can help with you, help you with? Again, you never know who might know who. This is the same man that introduced me to Andrew Young, the same man where Andrew Young, the ambassador Andrew Young, purchased copies of my book with his organization and the foundation. I sat there and he said, what do you need? I pulled out of my briefcase and gave him a list. He shook his head. He said, you're the first person that ever came in my office with a list. See, when you have a list, they may not be able to help you with the whole entire list, but there might be certain things on there that they might know someone that knows someone that can help you succeed or to check off this thing off your list. One thing I had on there, Vanessa, was a book. The next thing I know, he said, come in my office the next day. He sat down with me and told me step by step how to self-publish my book for free. I said, wow, I can't believe it. January 1st came of 2014. Every single day, I took an hour a day, just an hour a day right towards my book. In less than 90 days, I had my book was published. I had a book signing formatted and published in less than 90 days. And my first book signing ever was at the Apex at his museum here in Atlanta, Georgia. Sold out of copies, and that's how I started with publishing my book. I look at it like this. It's called to me, I call it Pass the Mustard Seed. Pass the Mustard Seed. Because he poured into me selflessly. That lady that believed in me when I couldn't believe in myself. That's why I share on platforms like Periscope. That's why I share my story, not to glorify me, but to show people that it's possible. Just because you don't have money to reach your dream does not mean you don't have the tools. do what you can. Sell those 10 books and take that money and invest it in something else and keep going, because eventually you're going to get there. The question isn't, is the opportunity going to present itself? The question isn't, am I ever going to be a millionaire? The question isn't, am I going to be on the stage with Oprah? The question that you should not be asking right now is that. The question is when that call comes, when you get that Facebook message, when that person calls you and asks you to come, will you be ready? And see, the awesome part about this whole thing was when I published my book, guess what? I had a website. Why? Because I started when I had no speaking engagement. I was ready. And that's my key point. And so I poured to other people selflessly because somebody did it for me. And I have not forgotten what it felt like to ask for help and nobody wouldn't even point you in the right direction. I have not forgotten what it felt like to have nothing and nobody will point you in the right direction. I have not forgotten what it felt like for people to tell you no for 6 years and they don't point you in the right direction. I have not forgotten what it felt like to be rejected. Your dream is crazy. You will never have that opportunity. And what I stand for is a beacon of light. I like Tupac's quote, like, so much. I'm not saying I'm here to change the world, Vanessa and Dr. Finch, but I guarantee you this. I'm going to spark the mind who does. And if I can just be that beacon of light to on that lighthouse to tell them that here is the land, stay here for a second and go this direction, and you'll get there. You do the work, do the best you can, eventually you get there. It is true, and the result is always proven. That's why I share my story. That's why I pour it to other people. That's why I help people publish their books. Because I realize I can't reach everybody by myself. But if I help you, Vanessa, publish your book, guess what? I don't know how many other people are depending on you to finish publishing. I don't know how many other people are going to read your book. But because I planted that seed and this one person and they published, I, too, made an impact on everybody who bought your book.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, can reach more people through you, not just my story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, Desiree. That was phenomenal. You know, and of course, I've read your book, and I had the honor of meeting you and talking to you in time in Periscope Summit. And so it was no doubt that you were going to be on this podcast because you have a mighty, mighty story, and you have a mighty, mighty gift, and you give selflessly of yourself, and that is very, very important. Because so many people, as you said, they don't want to help you. They think that you're going to take what mm-hmm. they got if they give you a little something.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
Right.
If you give it, then they can't take it. Because at the
right.
end of the day, there's so much more out there for everybody. Once we get past the fact of the crawfish syndrome where we got to sit there and try to pull other people back so that we can get forward, and once we realize that
right.
there's room enough for each and every one of us, then we will have a better world. But until
right.
then, it's people like you who are sitting up there and making a platform so that others who do not have that support and have that peace of mind can come to you and say, I want to write a book, and people are telling me I'm crazy. No, you're not crazy, honey, and I'm going to be here to help you. So I applaud you for that immensely, because I have been that person on that end of, oh,
mm-hmm.
your dreams are crazy. Oh, your dreams are stupid. Oh, your dreams will never come true. Guess
mm-hmm.
what? Okay.
They all came true.
But stop now. Stop
yeah.
now. And they just
yeah.
and we're getting ready to embark on new things. And, you know,
yeah.
and with this circle that we have, it's going to be phenomenal, my sister, for
mm-hmm.
sure. But I have an awesome question for you. Yes, yes. Now, I have this question for you. Despite the fact that people didn't help you, despite the fact that you didn't have that support, despite the fact you kept going anyway, what was that motivation? What was that push to go and get that Wix website, to go and get that put their stuff out on social media, to go out there and speak? What was that piece of motivation that finally just said, and it is so? What was that?
Because I realized the power of someone depending on you. This lady with the mustard seed, in that moment, on 30 days, the doors open and opportunities open up for me, and I went back, I called her, and I said, I was so excited because I tried everything else, and this one thing with affirmations finally worked. I finally see the light. I finally see a beacon of hope. And I said, Stacy, you know, thank you for pouring into me. You're a stranger at the nail salon. You didn't have to pour into me. You know, I was a stranger. You know, you didn't have to say anything to me, but you did. And I just want to tell you thank you for saying something to me if you knew what I was going through. She said, Desiree, I want to tell you something. She said, that's all great, and I'm very proud of you because you stay consistent. She said, but the reason why I spoke to you is because your pain looked like what I just went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, Stacey, are you serious? You don't look like you've been through nothing. She said, yes. She said, but a lady by the name of Dama Rao, she's on my Facebook. Dama's on my Facebook. But a lady by the name of Dama Rao, when Stacey went through a bad divorce and she felt like giving up, cause felt like committing suicide, Dama told her the same thing she told me about the power of the mustard seed and opening your mouth and speaking to your mountain. Sometimes your problems stack up so high they become your mountain. I said, wow, Stacy. I said, my gratitude changed. It shifted. I said, thank you so much for not giving up while you were going through. Because I can only imagine the pain, the tears that you had to bear. But you didn't know me at all. I was a stranger in a nail salon, and you didn't know that my life, my purpose, the people I impact, was depending on you. I was depending on you to not give up.
Mm-hmm.
My life was literally depending on you to persevere. My life was depending on you to hold on to your mustard seed of faith, and I thank you for not giving up while you were going through. And that's what I hold on to. Regardless of how much I feel like giving up, being an entrepreneur, it has its highs, it has its lows, its excitement, and everything else in between. But on those days where I feel like it's too hard for me to continue going, I remember and think about people like Dr. Finch. I think about people like you, Vanessa. I think about those people who come on my scope consistently every day just for me to say, I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the young teenagers that might be struggling at home, and they just need somebody else to tell them that they don't have to live a life of crime. That there's someone else that is cheering them on, that they have someone to pin, because I don't know. My story might not be for the person who might be listening right now. My story might be for that person 2 years ago when they're about to go through. And I realize that people are depending on you to keep going, and that's what I keep going, because it's greater than myself. And when you realize when you're going through the toughest time as an entrepreneur and social media, somebody said something about you or things ain't going right, you done invested your money and lost it all. When you think about going through for somebody else, it makes bearing that pain a little bit more lighter. Because I'd rather experience this pain and hold this burden so you don't have to experience that same pain. I'd rather figure it out with the highs and lows and the trials and tribulations so that I can give you the answer so you can skip that part of the mountain. That's what I depend on. That's what keeps me going till this day and forevermore. Why? Because somebody gave Dama the mustard seed and told her the same thing about the power of faith, about speaking to your mountain. Dama gave Stacy the mustard seed, and Stacy gave me the mustard seed. And I just feel like it's my own obligation, my duty to continue to pass this seed. And the one requirement that I have with all of my clients, anybody who comes in my space and I pour into them selflessly, is this. Whatever you start, finish it. And there's going to be someone who comes to you that's going to remind you of the same pain you experienced. And my requirement, if you want me to help you, that you have to pour into that next person the same way I'm pouring into you. And that's what keeps me going, because I don't know what young girl, one young boy, what man, what new invention they're going to create, what dream I'm going to kill if I give up, because somebody is depending on your faith to keep going, and that's why I keep going, because I realize the power of someone depending on you, not just my daughter, not just my family, not even myself, but I sacrifice my family understands this. My parents understand this. My daughter even understands this, that mommy is sacrificing herself for the greater good. And one day, mm-hmm. if we all just help one more person, one day, my prayer is this, that I pray that I'm alive to see the harvest from all of these seeds that I planted.
Ooh, you filled me up. You
wow.
spoke into me because I've been down that road, and I'm just experiencing some of those things recently. When I decided to make a decision to finish my book that I held on to for 5 years, for me to continue on the journey of not giving up as being an entrepreneur and to be able to just do it anyway, regardless of how other people may feel or what they
right.
may say, because they're going to talk about you when you're good. They're going to talk about what you when you're bad. But those
right.
that's waiting for your message, they're going to gravitate to you. And those are the ones that's going to keep on pushing you because you push them and you encourage them not to stop. That alone, you filled me. So
Amen.
You continue to do what you're doing because somebody else is waiting for Desiree to be able to come on through. Because you are saving
right.
souls. And you may not even know how many souls that you done saved because me and you never had a conversation like this.
Right.
I just seen you on Periscope. You filled me. I'm sitting here just like, wait a minute. She's been through the same thing similar that I've been through. Dr. Finch,
right.
I'm sat there and my goodness, come on now. So
wow.
somebody else is waiting on your message. And so you continue on. I commend you. I totally, totally commend you on just
yeah.
doing it anyway. Doing it
That's
anyway
right.
because you are putting yourself on that battlefield. You are the chosen one. You got favor over your life, and you got to be able to let other people know that God gave the provision already.
That's
He's
right.
just waiting
That's
for you
right.
to be able to see that vision and turn it into a reality. But sometimes
That's
they
right.
just need that confirmation, and you are giving confirmations hand over fist. I'm going to stop.
Wow. You're right, because God don't need our help to be God. We get into this make it happen attitude, and He said, I don't need your help to make it happen. I just told you to do this.
and,
then we,
you know, and you're doing it well.
You try to make it happen, and it doesn't work. You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't, something's not connecting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with social media, it goes wide, and I'm just grateful for everyone. You know, I have this saying on Periscope, and you may be aware of this, that I don't have followers. I have friends. I want people to know that they're not alone. And this whole thing, and we're going to get through this thing together. So I just appreciate all of my friends on social media who share my posts and help me share my message. You, Dr. Finch, you're helping me share my message to reach someone at the time of their life and their journey and their pursuit to success to fulfill something greater. And, you know, I'm to line people up to assist me during this season. And I just want to say to you, in due season, you'll see a harvest and you faint not. You know, the stuff that I went through in my past, you know, 11 counts of armed robbery, 5 counts of aggravated assault, sentenced 4 years of prison, 6 years of rejection in a dark place. You see, sometimes we look at this really bad negative thing that might happen to us and say, woe is me. However, the devil thought that he thought he buried me, but he forgot that God planted me. I was a seed. I want people to realize that in the same soil, God, you only bury things that are dead. So I want to speak life to you. Your dream, your vision is not dead. Your dream is not dead. You only in the same soil you put in the ground things that are dead. But see, don't forget, hold on to this, that God, when He puts something in the dirt, you're covered in dirt, in darkness, and then you have to struggle like the seed. You got to struggle to reach the light. Don't forget that when God puts you in that dirt, that He didn't put you there to bury you. He put you there, He planted you. And your roots have to run deep and strong so when the wind blows, you don't move. When the wind shakes, you don't get moved. You don't shake or anything. Focus on burying your roots deep down. And that's what you do with social media. You flood that social media internet to where it's so deep down. Anybody so happens comes across your message will be blessed. They may come and start researching you for something malice, but they end up being inspired, okay? So you make sure your roots are deep down because He didn't bury you, my friend. He planted you. And I say for you guys to get up and grow. Get up and grow. Get up and grow. And if God is in everything, that means God is in you. And just to have a piece of that creative juices, you too can create. You too can say, let there be light in it. So make sure, focus on your roots being deeply grounded. to win the struggle, the wind, the rain, the storm, the tornado, the hurricane, the cold. When your leaves fall and you're only there with just a branch, a stem and a branch, that you will not be moved because your roots are deeply planted. God does not need your help to be God, guys. So you do the best you can with what you have and let him do his job. Be still and know that he is God.
Oh, my goodness, Desiree. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank
I mean, I can't believe
me.
That our time, I can't believe our time is almost up. But before we go, I do need for you to let the people know where they can find you and what is up in store, because I do believe I saw something about a tour on my page, but I just
wanted. Yes. Thank you guys again for allowing me to share my story, my expertise, and just to inspire somebody who might be listening. But if you're interested in publishing your book, you know, if your now is not later and your now is now, I'm here to serve you. You can find me on my website. It's dleeinspires.com, the letter D, L-E-E, Inspires. Social media platforms at dleeinspires. I am on tour with Microsoft. Awesome things are happening with my venue sponsors. This weekend I will be at Los Angeles, and the week following that, Miami. Also, we're venturing out to Austin and also Houston, Texas. So if you are in that city and you just need that platform and need that somebody to help you along the way, I'm here to serve you. So let's publish your book in 24 hours or less.
Beautiful, beautiful. And
thank
if Desiree said something today that really resonated with you, please find this podcast at changingmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Desiree. You have been a wonderful beacon of light today, and I just can't thank you enough, my sister.
Thank you so much for having me, ladies. I greatly appreciate you.
You are so welcome. It's been an honor. You're powerful. Thank you. Thank you for just being you. And that, thank you.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the podcast. We bring you people who are changing the world via social media. So until next time, everyone, good night.
Good night.